Hi, Amokha Ake here. Now I'll be telling you about Chapter 6. Chapter 6 is AC circuits. And now I'll be discussing about review. As we all know that sine wave is very basic waveform for AC circuit theory. It's important to learn how to handle such waves. In this chapter, we'll be studying about AC circuits, which is essential in electric circuits. Moving on to the historical background, Nikola Tesla was a Serbian-American inventor, electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, and a futurist best known for his contributions to the design of the modern alternating current AC electricity supply system. Now moving on to the main topics of instantaneous voltage. If the instantaneous time value at any instant of rotation is t seconds, then the total angle in radians from time 0 up to that point is 2 pi ft is equal to omega t. So the concept of rotating phasor is a function of time. We can substitute 2 pi ft or omega t for theta in this equation. We obtain V is equal to Vm sine omega theta. Instantaneous voltage in terms of time is given by V is equal to Vm sine 2 pi ft, which will be equal to Vm sine omega t. When equation first is used, the axis of the waveform is not theta but time t. Moving on to phase. If a sinusoidal waveform has the displacement of theta to the left, which means at t is equal to 0, the phasor has initial displacement of theta in counterclockwise direction. So initial instantaneous value of voltage or current at time t is equal to 0 is V is equal to Vm sine omega theta. Putting omega t is equal to 0, this shift is a waveform known as a phase displacement, and angle theta is called as the phase angle. Now moving on to average value of a waveform. It's an average value of a cycle of a waveform is the area under the waveform divided by the length of one cycle. Next is effective value of RMS value of a wave. It refers to the DC value which, when allowed to flow through a particular resistance for a certain time, would produce the same heating effect as produced by wave. Next is form factor. It's defined as the ratio of RMS value of a wave and the average value of the wave, which is expressed mathematically as form factor is equal to RMS value of the wave whole divided by average value of the wave. For sinusoidal wave, form factor is given by 1.11. Peak factor or crest factor. It is the ratio of the peak value of wave to its RMS value. Now moving on to next topic, resonance. What exactly this resonance is? Resonance refers to an electric circuit at a particular resonant frequency when the impedances or admittances of circuit elements cancel each other. This happens in some circuits when the impedance between the input and output of circuit is almost zero and the transfer function equals to one. Resonant circuits exhibit the ringing and generate the higher voltages and currents then are fed to them. They are used widely in wireless, that's radio transmission, for both transmission as well as reception. Next topic is ferroresonance or nonlinear resonance. It occurs when a circuit contains the nonlinear inductance that's fed from a source that has series capacitance, and the circuit is subjected to the disturbance such as opening of switch. This can lead to over voltages and over currents in an electrical power system and poses risk to transmission and distribution equipment and to operational personnel. Ferroresonance is different than the linear resonance that occurs when the inductive and capacitive reactance of a circuit are equal. In linear resonance, the current and voltage are linearly related in a manner that is frequency dependent. Next is synchronous resonance. It is a phenomenon in which an electrical energy exchanges between the generators and transmission systems below the power frequency. This causes, due to the interaction of series compensated transmission line with a generator, which results in oscillation in the shaft and power swing. Moving on to anti-resonance, here the reactance vanishes and impedance of an electric circuit is very high, approaching infinity. In an electric circuit that consists of a capacitor and an inductor in parallel, anti-resonance occurs when an alternating current line voltage and the resultant current are in phase. In this condition, the line current is very small because of high electrical impedance of parallel circuit at anti-resonance. Branch currents are almost equal to magnitude and opposite in phase. Generally, there are two types of resonance in the electric circuits. That is series resonance and second one is parallel resonance. Next is Q factor. Q factor is a measure of energy storage in relationship with the energy dissipation of a circuit. Now moving to series resonance. In series resonance, the resistance is independent of frequency. The circuit will have minimum impedance at some frequency. Next is parallel resonance. It occurs when the supply frequency starts creating zero phase difference between the supply voltage and current, producing a resistive circuit. Now, what are magnetic circuits? The magnetic circuits are made up of one or more closed loop paths that contains magnetic flux. Flux is usually generated by permanent magnets or electromagnets. They are confined to the path by magnetic cores, which consists of the ferromagnetic materials like iron with air gaps or other materials in the path. Such circuits are employed in devices like electric motors, generators, transformers, relays, lifting electromagnets, galvanometers, SCID, that is superconducting quantum interface device, and magnetic recording heads. Next is series magnetic circuit. It is a magnetic circuit having number of paths of different dimensions and materials carrying the same magnetic field. If there are one or more than one magnetic paths connected in series, there could be even air gap in the path of same flux, that is same current, in a series electric circuit. Here, the net reluctance is the sum of individual magnetic paths. Next is parallel magnetic circuit. It is a magnetic circuit having two or more than two paths of magnetic flux is called as the parallel magnetic circuit. It contains different dimensional areas and materials having various number of paths. Next is leakage flux. Leakage flux refers to the magnetic flux that do not follow the intended path of magnetic flux. Magnetic circuit. Moving on to the leakage coefficient. Leakage coefficient is a ratio of total flux produced to the useful flux setup in the air gap of magnetic circuit, known as the leakage coefficient or leakage factor, which is denoted by lambda. Lambda is equal to phi whole divided by phi u, where phi is total flux and phi u is the useful flux. Next, last topic of this chapter is fringing flux. So fringing flux is when the useful flux sets up in the air gap. It tends to have the bulge outward. And due to this bulging, the effective area of the air gap increases and the flux density of the air gap decreases. Such effect is fringing. Fringing is directly proportional to the length of air gap, meaning if the length increases, the fringing effect will also become more, and vice versa. Now this is the end of this chapter 6. The exercise questions for chapter 6, that is AC circuits, are: first question is, what do you mean by phase? Next question is, write short note on resonance, ferroresonance or nonlinear resonance, and synchronous resonance. Next question, What are the two types of resonance in electric circuits? Next question is, define parallel resonance. Explain magnetic circuits. Write about leakage flux. What do you mean by fringing flux? So these were the questions for chapter 6, that is AC circuits.